Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely always ready to explore.
Today we're tackling something pretty interesting, berberine.
Ah, berberine.
It's been popping up a lot lately,
Yeah.
as a supplement.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's actually been used for centuries in traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurveda,
Yeah, really.
But now it's having this like resurgence in the modern wellness world. People are saying it can help with all sorts of things like blood sugar, cholesterol,
Interesting.
even weight loss. Pretty big claims, right?
Definitely.
So we're going to unpack all that, look at the science, and see what we can actually say about berberine.
Sounds like a plan. I'm curious to see what we find.
Me too.
Yeah.
So first off, where does berberine even come from? What is it exactly?
Well, it's a chemical compound, and you can find it naturally in a bunch of different plants, like,
Okay.
European barberry,
Okay.
golden seal, tree turmeric. It's kind of been around quietly doing its thing for a long time.
It is interesting how these traditional remedies often make their way into modern science.
Absolutely. And just because something's been used traditionally for centuries doesn't automatically mean it works, right?
Right, of course.
But it's often a good starting point for researchers to look into things.
Totally. So let's get into those health claims then. One of the big ones is blood sugar. The source we looked at mentioned berberine, potentially helping with diabetes.
Right. So when we talk about blood sugar control, we have to talk about insulin,
Right.
and how our bodies use glucose for energy. And there's this enzyme called AMPK, which plays a pretty crucial role.
AMPK. Okay, I remember reading about that. What does it actually do?
Well, AMPK is like this master switch, right? It regulates how our cells use energy.
Oh, interesting.
So if you think about your car, AMPK is kind of like the fuel gauge. It tells your body when to store fuel and when to burn it.
I like that analogy. Makes sense.
And some studies have actually shown that berberine might be able to activate AMPK, which could mean it helps your cells use glucose more effectively.
So it's not just about lowering blood sugar, it's about improving how your body actually uses it in the first place.
Exactly. And that's really promising for folks managing diabetes.
That's incredible. Okay, so that's blood sugar. Now, what about cholesterol?
Yeah, so cholesterol, as you know, comes in different forms.
Right. There's the good, the bad, or the HDL and LDL. Honestly, I can never remember which is which.
Yeah, it can be a bit confusing. So think of LDL as the lousy cholesterol. It's the one that can build up in your arteries, increase your risk of heart disease.
Oh, okay. Lousy LDL.
Exactly. And then you've got HDL, the healthy cholesterol. That one actually helps clear out the LDL, so you want more of that.
Okay, got it. Healthy HDL. So where does berberine fit into all this?
Well, there's research suggesting that berberine might be able to lower LDL and triglycerides, which are another type of fat in your blood.
Oh, okay.
And it might also help increase HDL. So it's like a three-pronged approach to improving your cholesterol profile.
Wow, okay. Blood sugar, cholesterol. The source also mentioned blood pressure. Is there a link there too?
There have been some studies looking into that, and the findings do suggest that berberine might have a slight blood pressure lowering effect.
Yeah.
But, the research on that is still pretty limited.
Right. So more to be explored.
Exactly. We need more research to really understand the long-term effects.
Got it. So we've covered blood sugar, cholesterol, blood pressure. What about PCOS and weight loss?
Right. Those are interesting ones. So with PCOS, the research is still emerging, but it looks like berberine might be beneficial there too.
Really? How so?
Well, insulin resistance is a big issue for women with PCOS.
Right.
And berberine, as we talked about, can improve insulin sensitivity. It might also help regulate hormone levels, which is a huge factor in managing PCOS.
So it's potentially targeting multiple aspects of PCOS.
Yeah, which is why it's so exciting. As for weight loss, there's some evidence that berberine might help with that too, possibly because it can boost metabolism and reduce fat storage.
Wow, okay. It seems like berberine has the potential to be really beneficial for a lot of different things.
It really does. But, we have to be careful here.
Of course, yeah.
Just because something is natural doesn't mean it's a magic bullet.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
There are always potential side effects with anything, even natural supplements.
Exactly. And berberine is no exception. Some of the common side effects that have been reported are things like upset stomach, nausea,
Oh.
diarrhea, constipation. Not fun stuff.
Definitely not. So, someone thinking about trying berberine shouldn't just go out and buy it without talking to their doctor.
Exactly. It's always best to talk to your healthcare provider first, especially if you're already taking other medications.
Right, because there could be interactions.
Absolutely. There could be interactions,
Yeah.
and your doctor can help you figure out if berberine is right for you. You know, assess your individual situation.
For sure. So we've learned a lot about berberine today. It's a plant compound with a long history of use. And there's promising research suggesting it could be beneficial for blood sugar, cholesterol, even PCOS. But like we talked about, more research is needed. And talking to your doctor is key before trying it yourself.
Definitely. And you know, what I find fascinating about all this is how research into a traditional remedy like berberine could lead to all sorts of new discoveries in medicine.
Oh yeah. Like what?
Well, imagine if we can fully understand how berberine works on a molecular level. That knowledge could help us develop new medications or even more personalized approaches to nutrition and health based on an individual's specific needs. It's pretty exciting to think about.
It really is. It just makes you wonder what other secrets nature is holding. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of berberine. We encourage you to keep learning. And as always, talk to your healthcare provider before making any changes to your health regimen.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power.
That's right. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.
Looking forward to it.
See ya.
Bye.